I've asked that it would be a meeting, a workshop with the county councillors and the executive, all the staff that works within tourism within Donegal, just to discuss, you know, a plan of action. Can I try and develop more tourism within this municipal district? And that includes right from St Johnstone, Raphoe, River Kesselfan, Ballybofey, the whole area right to Glenfam. And there's just not enough action on the tourism here. We have a number of festivals and various things that get there, but they're quite struggling, to be quite honest with you. And a number of years ago, we did start up an East Donegal tourism. That's kind of fallen apart because each town or each area kind of went off and done their own thing. We also coincided with COVID, and that's when everything had collapsed. Like, and we were just sort of getting our feet there and sort of forming a group that represented, and then just to say everything stopped. So I know other councillors were the same view as myself, that we really need to sort of kickstart this thing and probably just have a meeting first of all among ourselves, and then start inviting the trade back in and just come up with a plan, you know, and maybe get some funding there towards some consultants, try and pull it together. What's here at the moment, and you know, what are we trying to achieve? Like, and if you do look at the other areas in Bundoran and Anishowen and parts like your festivals and different events, but it's also just things that are here ready with all these woodlands and barries and lakes, and you have places in and around Raphoe, etc., like that around the castle, and there's just a lot of things there, and of course the river's a very, very important part here as well too, in our mountains and that. Particularly now with all these greenways, we're actually seeing quite an advancement of greenways down at Liverd Kesselfan, but also then the Baroness Gap one. So I think we need to try and go back out to the public again, and I believe that we're at the stage we need to just start all over again, because things have got to the stage that there's not a lot of activity regarding that. Yes, we have great facilities, we have all the hotels, and we have product, but we think we need to be marketing it better and that. So, as I say, to me, it was back to the drawing board, so the council have agreed now that we'll have a meeting about it, first of all, with all the sort of senior staff and the council that deals with tourism.
And whenever you think of tourism in Donegal, the Wide Atlantic Way tends to just sort of pop into your head. But that is, of course, the west of the county. That's where the coast is. There is untapped potential within the east.
Within the east. And, you know, one of the biggest things that we have here, and like, say, if you look there in Belfast, we have three hotels. Like, we can claim people within an hour of any of the main 13, 14 Blue Flag beaches in Donegal. You can also get to Antrim there. You can go around to any location there, you know, even to the walls, a dairy or anything to get there. So I'd say we're well located. We have the accommodation. And as I say, this would complement the Wide Atlantic Way to have a kind of a border corridor tourism, you know, with a cycling, walking, just general outdoor activities. But I say, I think we need to sit down with a lot of the professionals, the people that are doing the marketing particularly, because there's a lot of marketing going on within the country, outside the country and everywhere else. And I would like to see a flag going up for the East Donegal here, the Fun Valley area, just to try and market that. There's a lot of groups out there, and I think if we pulled them together, but you just can't pull groups together and just walk away and leave them. You need to kind of structure something, have a long-term plan on that. So we did it before, as I say. It's not as active now as it should have been. I would like to see that reactivated here. Yeah.